Do you think God should take you into heaven? Really? You do or don't? See, okay, let me ask it another way. Do you think you should go to hell? See, when we're in a meeting like this, we're talking about things that aren't just for today or tomorrow. We're not talking about getting a report card from school like some of you children got a couple of days ago, if I understand right from here. Really, honestly now, do you think God should take you up to heaven? I think there's sometimes people figure, well, yeah, I think so. I'm not too bad, you know. And so you start to kind of compare yourself with other people. And you think, well, I'm not as bad as him, or I'm a bit better than her. I know I'm a little worse than some of the others, but really, if God is God, why doesn't he take us all to heaven anyway? And why worry? But do you understand that if you don't have a shelter, if you don't have a sacrifice, and if you don't have that scarlet line, you are in major trouble with God? I hope you understand that. Because God has arranged a plan of salvation that's very easy to understand if you are willing to listen, and if you're willing to listen to God. Not to just people, but to God. Now, I'm going to give you a report from God tonight, beginning here in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going to read to you a question in the Bible that was asked three times. And the first is here in Isaiah chapter 53 by a man who was a prophet. That would be an old-time preacher. Notice the first verse of Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now I'm going to read the second place where you find the same question, and that's in the Gospel of John, and it's in the Gospel of John chapter 12. And this has to do not now with a prophet who was like an old-time preacher, but this has to do with the Lord himself when he was right here in the world. And verse 37 says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which saith, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now I'm going to read the third place where it's written, and that's in the book of Romans chapter 10. That same question. In Romans chapter 10, and reading at verse 15, how shall they hear except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I figure that if I'm preaching the same thing that a prophet preached, or the same thing that the Savior brought to our attention, or the same thing that the Apostle Paul preached, I'm in pretty good company. When I ask you, do you believe the report? Now, I'm going to read to you back in Isaiah 53, the report. I'm going to read to you a little bit of it, and I'm going to speak to you about a report. I'm passing on a report to you tonight from God that was preached when the Lord Jesus was here and preached when Paul preached. And now it's preached in Kamloops, B.C. And a report is that it's like a message or tidings or news. And here's what it says in this report. I'm going to read at verse 5. This is the report. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now I want to read a little bit further down in verse 10. This is some more of the report. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. So here's the report. There's a Savior that came into the world. And as God's holy servant, he suffered for your sins and mine. A servant who suffered. The report is that you and I are sheep that are straying. But the report also includes a settlement that is satisfactory to God. You know, would you believe, like we were hearing already about that lady Rahab, would you believe what she believed? She said to those servants that we heard about tonight that came to her, "We have heard." And so years later, this woman has heard a report of something that happened 40 years before. And we heard a report how that you people that followed God, went through the Red Sea. You did things that were impossible to others. And we heard how that Sihon, king of the Amorites, was destroyed, and Og, king of Bashan, and we heard how the Jordan dried up. We heard a report. And that lady wasn't there to see it, but she listened to it, and because she did it, she listened to it, she was saved. Now, a man was traveling one time down on the Gaza Strip south of Jerusalem, or south of Tel Aviv a ways. This is quite a while ago. But this man was traveling along and he was reading this chapter that I'm reading here to you. He's reading this report. And he'd read these words, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And he's kind of scratching his head and wondering, who's this man talking about? And God arranged, just like he's arranged that you be in this hall tonight, and that Mr. Wells and I are preaching the gospel to you tonight, he arranged it way back in the Bible times, exactly the way it is here tonight, that somebody would explain the report. And so this is what happened. Alongside the road, there was an evangelist. And when he heard a man reading the Bible, like any true evangelist, his ears perked up and he listened and he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I? I need somebody to give me help. Do you understand this report?" You don't have to be an old boy. You can be just your age to believe this report that I'm talking to you here about tonight. And you young ones that are teenagers here, you're old enough to believe this report. You can't say, "I don't understand," because you've never heard it any simpler than you've already heard it tonight. And here's the way the report goes. That there's a servant that came from heaven down here to this world, and he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was on him, and it's by his stripes we are healed. So here is what the Bible says about this report. The Bible says, "By one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And that's the report. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's the report. So that means that you're a sinner. And that everybody else is sinners. So nobody can say they're not. And nobody can say they have a right to go to heaven with sin on their soul. It can't be done. You can't go to heaven with sin on your soul. That's the report. And the Bible makes it clear that there is none righteous. No, not one. That's the report. And that includes you and me. We're not perfect people. We've got a serious problem. Not a complicated problem, a serious one. And it's called sin. S-I-N. And that means anything that's wrong. So have you done that? You say, yeah, well then you need to listen to this report. Because the report also, the Bible also says that at the fullness of time, just at exactly the right time, 2,011 years ago, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us that were under the law, that we might become children or adopted sons in God's family. And that's the report. That God was interested enough in you and me that He sent Jesus here to this world to adopt you into His family. That's the report. And the report tells us, the Bible says it, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's the report. And so God had a plan, and it happened before you and I were ever born. Christ came into this world to save sinners, and a man even said, of whom I am chief. But he just meant that he was at the front of the line. And you and I are following right along behind it. That's the report, that Christ came here. And the Bible says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's the report. So if you don't know where you're going, the report says you're one of the ones that He came to save. Lost people don't know where they're going. Are you going to heaven? Or are you going to hell? Some people say, well, I'm not sure. I don't want to go to hell. And I hope I'm going. Well, now you're lost. If you're one of those people who say, I hope, then you are lost. Take clear ground. Don't try and fool around trying to make yourself believe everything is all right. If you don't know where you're going, that's how you know when a person is lost. But the report says that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And not only that, the Bible says Christ died for the ungodly, and Christ died for our sins. That's the report. So ungodly people like you and me, who are sinners and can't help being sinners, the report is that Christ died for people like you and me, ungodly sinners. And the report is that He came here to die for people like you and me. That's the servant who suffered. That's the report. And the report goes on like this. He bare our sins in His own body on the tree. That's the report. And we read here the report that the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And the report is that He was wounded for your transgressions and mine, and bruised for your iniquities and mine. And the chastisement to give us peace was put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the report is that it's by His stripes people like you and I can be healed. That means we don't have to go to hell. We can go to heaven. That's the report. But then we got this problem. And that's what we had there in verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. So if you're not on the way to heaven tonight, you're astray. If you couldn't answer the first question I asked, do you think God is going to take you to heaven, or you should be able to go to heaven? If you realize I'm a straying person, I'm a sheep gone astray, you know how that's like. Do you lie? You can nod or shake your head either way if you want. Do you always, you who are older, do you always honor God first in your life? Does He come first? You can shake your head or nod too, either way. If you're honest, most people don't dare move when I talk like this because they're afraid I'm going to see them, and I will. And the reason I'm asking this is there's far too many people think they're bluffing their way through life, and they're gone astray, and they don't think it's all that bad. But the report is that we've all gone astray, and we've all come short of God's glory. And we all need that suffering Savior, who on the cross paid the price of our sins. But here's the report. There is none righteous, no, not one. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's the report. The report is, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. That's the report. And the report just lays it right out flat in front of us so that we can see that there's some people in this gospel hall here tonight in Kamloops, B.C., that are in trouble with God because you are not a genuine article born-again Christian who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of your soul. And that's a serious state of affairs to be in. Because the report is, and it comes from the Bible, ye shall die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. So what are you going to do with this report? It must have been, I wondered what the Savior thought. He performed miracles when he was here. And there's people that ate bread that came from his hands and ate fish. You know, that's a good meal, bread and fish. And they ate all they could eat. Came right from his hands, miracle food. But when he told them the way of salvation, they wouldn't believe his report. They watched people that were crippled walk instantly without having to spend years going around to physical therapy. And the report was, he doeth all things well. But they wouldn't believe the report. And they heard and some saw people that had actually died. A little girl who was 12. And a young man and an older man. And they watched as those people who had died, and two of them had funerals. One they were going out to bury and the other was already buried. And they watched those people brought back to life by the Lord Jesus. And they heard the report. But they wouldn't believe. And then there was people who saw real tough men. One's name was Simon Peter. And they watched others who had been crooked. One's name was Zacchaeus, and probably another was Matthew. People that worked for the government and cheated things, like oftentimes happened. Don't, if you're working for the government, I'm not talking to you. But I hope you don't do what they did, because they had to face the fact that God saw through all the humbug and the sham, and he saw right into the hearts, and he saw it deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and that's the report. But they watched these men's lives change, and they were traveling the road that went this way. And they came in confrontation with the Lord Jesus, and they stopped as they heard him say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the report. And let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. That's the report. And they turned in repentance to God and in faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the report. For people like you and me who are sheep that are gone astray, straying sheep. And the report is that God is looking for strays like you and me. You know what a stray is like? I grew up on a farm. Sometimes we had cattle. We had some sheep too. I didn't like the sheep thing. But even with cattle, whenever you had those strays, you know, Father, I noticed some coming up here, coming over the Kalkahalla Pass. And I'm looking into the woods, the forest there, and I'm seeing all kinds of cattle out there in the forest. That's one of the hardest places to find strays, in the forest, where there's tuck bush and low pine or firs. And I'm wondering in the fall of the year when they go to bring those cattle in, how much time it takes to bring in the stray. But understand this, that God knows where the straying sheep are, and he's after you. Because the Bible's report is this: God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the report. Not just that he came to seek and to save that which is lost and died for the ungodly, but the report goes on to say this: he that believes on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. That's the report. Do you believe that? By the way, that one turned the light on in my soul. The report was given to me by a preacher. And the first words that came out were, God said, this is God's report, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And he was referring to some people in the old times. Now he said, what did God say? When I see you, I will pass over you? No, he didn't say that. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So what does that mean? It means when I see somebody was willing to die for you in your place and shed his own blood that you might be saved, when I see that, I will pass over you. So over my door that night, for the first time in my life, I realized that when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he did that for me. I saw this, I'm in this hall, it wasn't like this when I was here one time before. I didn't realize it was, but it's 20 some years ago. But when I saw this, I thought to myself, now that's got it in a nutshell. The Son of God, that's who the report's about, loved, that's right, loved me. Not just everybody, he loved me and gave himself for me. That's right. That's the report. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. Isn't that beautiful? I get all bunched up sometimes when I think about this. Because you know what comes ahead of it? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for. And that's the report. Now, could you ask for anything better? Because that opens the door. Here's the way the report goes when it came right from the lips of the Lord Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, not go down to hell, but is passed from death unto life. That's the report. Now, is that good news or what? I'll tell you what it is. He gives everlasting life. And not only that, he says, him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's the report. And it came right from the Lord Jesus. But I hear from the other preacher, not the prophet and not the Savior, but the man Paul, who was a preacher. He's the man that said things like this by the Spirit of God. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the report. And it goes on to say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the report. It's right in the Bible. I'm getting on a roll and it's time for me to quit. But I'm concerned that some of you here don't realize what all has been done for you when the Son of God who loved you gave himself for you. And you're walking away? Been doing that for a long time, some of you. Some of you children haven't even stopped long enough to think. Does that mean me? Of course it means you. You're included in God. You're not. It's not old people that pass 12 years old and up that God saves. It's anybody that comes to Him. My wife is sitting there. She was saved when she was 7. I mean, you say, really? Well, talk to her after this meeting. If some of you young girls or people want to talk to a woman instead of a man, there's Christian ladies here that can tell you the report and how it works for Christian women or young girls, the same as it does for preachers or older men. The report goes on. But here's one of those things as I think about this. The servant came from heaven and suffered the just for the unjust to bring us to God. That's the report. And He bare our sins in His body on the cross, and He was wounded for our transgression. That's the report. It has come. Christ has come. It has happened. And here you and I are like sheep going astray, but He's calling sinners to repentance. He said it like this: I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. Last Sunday night, after the gospel meeting where I live, man, not quite 31, he looks like he's been shot at and hit. And as far as his life is concerned, that's the way it is. He came to a Sunday school just like this when he was a boy. And when he got to be 12 or 13 or so, somebody who he thought was his friend introduced him to some drugs. And then to some beer. And then it went from marijuana to all the other things that go from there on, from angel dust to cocaine and on to heroin and all of it. And he started to sell it for 10 years. He sold it and he never got caught. But he's 30 now. He's got not a thing to show for his life. He lives in a tent, summer and winter, off in the woods somewhere, and he eats pigeons and birds, and he says, I can tell you that robins taste better than crows. That's what this world gives a person who's a sheep gone astray. And you can try all the things that everybody says are wonderful, and you'll end up wiping your lips and saying, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God looked at Christ, His servant who suffered on the cross. And He expects you and me to look at Christ from our side and see the servant who suffered on the cross in our place. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God says, I'm satisfied with that settlement. I don't need you to walk from here in your hands from here to St. Anne de Beaupré in Quebec and pray all the way. You don't have to do that. And He doesn't tell us that now you got to give 10% of your money so that you to the church or the United Way or something so that you can go. He doesn't say that. And He doesn't say if you turn over a new leaf and try to quit smoking and drinking and cussing, then you'll go to heaven. No, He doesn't say that. He says the settlement has been made when Christ died for the ungodly. That's the report. Now, God looks at that sacrifice and says, He sees the travail of his soul and is satisfied. He doesn't want anything else. I mean, after all, there have been Canadians who have died over in Afghanistan. How much was their life worth? If you were to ask your mother, how much is the life of some of those men that died over there, how much is it worth? They might slap you on your face and say, that was my son. What are you talking about how much he's worth? It's worth more than the world. Well, that's the way God looks at you. And the report is, you've been loved by God. And he's satisfied with the settlement that Christ made on the cross when he paid the price of sin. And he offers it to you on the easiest possible terms. look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. What is easier than to look to Christ by faith? The most easy thing a person can do is look and live. And God is satisfied. So, what are you going to do? Go to heaven? When you come to Christ, you will. When you repent of your sins and turn to Christ, He'll take you there. The death of Christ is full payment. That's all that's needed. But if you turn and walk away from that, maybe even walk out of here, that young man that I was talking to last Sunday night, after the meeting, he put his hands out and he said, I don't know. He said, it's just so hard. I said, hard to what? I mean, if a person is eating brose off a tree and trying to determine whether to find a robin or a crow to eat for food, what in the world is so hard about coming to Christ? When he's right there. Because the report is, he's nigh unto all that call upon him. Unto all that call on him of an honest heart. That's the report. So will you believe it? Heavenly Father, we pray that here in this gospel hall tonight, people would recognize that a sacrifice has been made, a shelter has been provided, the blood of Christ has provided that scarlet line to take care of our need and take us to safety in heaven, keep us out of hell. We're thankful for the report that says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son,